Okay, so today's daf is Yuma daf Nun Vav, and we're here on the bottom of Nun Hey Amud Beis, but we're in the middle of a big discussion, so let's give some background. So the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama in terms of how many stands there were to put the blood that the Kohen Gadol had to sprinkle on Yom Kippur, right? He had to sprinkle the blood of the seer and the blood of the par. So the question was there two stands or one stand? Tanakhama says there were two stands, one for each Kli Sharis that held the blood, and Rabbi Yehuda said there was only one. Okay, that was our jumping off point. Now, the Gemara quoted a Mishnah that said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would not have a shofar, which doesn't mean an actual shofar, but it means a collection box, for Kinei Chova, for a pair of birds that were obligatory, that people had to bring, right? That you bring in certain scenarios, Zava, Yoledes, etc. So there was no box for that. Because we were concerned that they would get confused with optional nedava, meaning optional bird offerings. We had suggested that why don't we just write on each box which is which? So the Gemara had said, because Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that you can't write, that doesn't make a difference, that doesn't move the needle, that won't make us less concerned that they will get confused one with the other. Just to clarify, the reason we're concerned that the Kinei Chova, the Kinei Nedava are going to get confused is because when you bring a pair of birds as an obligation, right, for a Chiyuv, then one is a Chadas, one is an Ola. If you bring it as a Nedava, as an optional Korban, so then both of them are Olos, and the Avodas are different. So that's, we can't have them confused. So either way, so why don't we just write on them, says the Mishnah? Well, Rabbi Yehuda must hold that writing is inconsequential. How do you know? And he proved, the Gemara proved it from our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, there was only one pole or stand for the two different klisharises of the different types of blood, of the ox and the goat. Because the Gemara says, well, if Rabbi Yehuda held you could just write on it, why don't you just make a big sign, right? Here is the blood of the shore. Here is the blood of the seer. So apparently, since Rabbi Yehuda says that's not doable, so, you know, apparently they wasn't called. So therefore he needed only one, and he said you can only have one stand. So Gemara had said that can't be the reason, because in another case he brought a Mishnah in Shkalim that said that Rabbi Yehuda does say that you can write on these, on different boxes, which each thing is for. We're not concerned that you're going to get confused. So Gemara said, no, really the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't have a collection box for these Kinei Chova is because of the possibility that chatas shemesu ba'alei avadai, that if for whatever reason someone put their four zuzim into the box and then they died, and we know they died, so then their four zuzim, which is the cost of a pair of birds, right, is mixed in with everybody else's, and we don't know which is which, right? And it's not batel, and therefore, right, you have a problem because you can't bring that guy's korban. Right? The halacha is that a korban chatas, if the owner died, you can't bring it, and you have to throw it out, but you don't know which money is his or hers. So in that case, right, that would be a big problem. So therefore, we didn't have a collection box in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara suggested v'niver arba zuzei v'nishtei v'maya. So why don't we just take out four zuz and throw them into the water, and we'll just say v'niver. We'll just say through the concept of breira, which says that basically, when retroactively we're determining that this was, let's say, Rachel's four zuz. Right, and then and that's, therefore everything else is fine, Hanach Nishri, and everything will be fine. So this is what the Gemara suggested, that Rabbi Yehuda Leslei Breira, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of that concept of Breira, that retroactively you can determine what something was, right, at the outset. Now, this just a paraphrase. Okay, that's where we're up to right now. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. Just to point out for a second, before you, again, I'm sure you see all the big toses, and there is a tremendous amount of literature on Breira. This is not, my goal is not to, I couldn't even paraphrase even a fraction of it in the time that we have now. It's a tremendous sugya with maybe 8 or 9 or even maybe even more places in the Shas where talks about it, and a lot of them are different. It's not one bottom line across the board. There's a lot of ink about, you know, which case there is Breira, which case there isn't Breira. Just to illustrate, here we're pretty emphatic that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. Right? Elsewhere, Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Breira. And so, obviously, Tosos has, and all the Rishonim have to figure out exactly what the difference is between all the cases. There's a lot going on. Either way, that's the concept of Breira, that we're going to say retroactively, we're going to determine that this was a certain scenario, a certain fact. So I got, like we said, in our case, theoretically, we would determine that the four zuz that we threw out was Rachel's four zuz. And the rest of it is fine. So, according to what the Gemara just said, right? Rabbi Yehuda, less Librera, that's where we are. Four lines up on Nunhei Amabe. So, the Gemara says, Minolan. How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that Brera works, that we can do this? So, Elim, if you'll tell me, it's from this Mishnah. Right? This Mishnah is in Gittin, right up, let's see, Gittin, a couple of times, Baba Kama, Sukkah, right? A bunch of places. Wow, all over Shas, I quoted a bunch of times. So the case is, Halokech, Yayin Mibain Hakutiim, someone who buys wine from a Kuti. If Rashi points out the obvious question, Kodim Shagozru Alehim, right? Before we had a Xaira of Stan Yenam, right? Because we're not, theoretically, we're not allowed to buy and use and drink wine from Goyim. Again, that's also a debate here, whether the Kutim were Goyim, we had the Halakha of Gary Arayos or Gary MS, right? Whether they were Jews or not. Okay, a lot going on in this little brisa, but let's just take it at face value. Halokech Yain Ben Akutim, someone who buys wine from Kutim, Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. It's Erev Shabbos right before nightfall. Now, what's the problem? Well, you can't take Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos. That's a Dinder Abanan because Mitaken Mana, because it looks like you're fixing it. Like you're fixing produce, right? You're not allowed to eat it, and then you take Trumas and Maestros, and now you can eat it. It looks like you're fixing something, right? It's a Darabana Mistama of Makav and Patish. So, you can't take Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos. Right now, it's Im Chashecha. It's right before sundown. Right? And Rashi explains a couple ways to understand, but Rashi understands that you can't separate Trumas and Maestros right now because, very practically, Im Lo Kelim. He does not have the requisite utensils to take out, you know, 2% for Truma and 10% for Meiser, etc. So what do you do? So says the Mishnah, Omeid ve'omer, you stand up and you say, Shnei lugin shani atid lahafrish. Two lug, let's say you have, Gemara is assuming you have 100 lug, right? And again, you have to do the math, but you have, let's say you have 100 lug. So the two lug, the 2% that I'm going to separate in the future, i.e., let's say on Sunday, so harehein truma, that's truma. Asara meiser, the 10 lugin that I'm going to separate is going to be meiser rishon. Tisha, then another 9 lug is going to be meiser sheni. And then what you can do, umeichal, then you're mechalal the meiser sheni, meaning you redeem the meiser sheni on other types of money. The Chumash Rashi tells us what that means. Let's just use Rashi that you redeem it on money. And then v'shosamiyad, and then you're able to drink right away. Because again, obviously, assuming that you leave over the requisite lugin to separate, or you can separate afterwards, and then the wine that you separated afterwards, we can assume that those two lug were the truma, those 10 lug were the meiser rishon, etc., etc., and the wine that you drank was not the truma. Obviously, bad for Israel to drink truma. Obviously, that's also so. Rabbi Meir. Shita that this is brera. Now, after the fact, when you separate all that stuff afterwards. Right, so then we can assume that the wine that you drank, let's say, on Shabbos was not part of the Trumas and Maestros, and the wine you separated afterwards actually was part of the Trumas and Maestros that you had in mind right now. Now, just to talk about the math very quickly, how do you separate Trumas and Maestros? So if you have 100 lug, right, so you take away 2 for Truma, that comes first, and then you're left with 98 lug. So it says that you should take 10 for Maeser, so then there you would end up with 88. And then he says you take 9 for Meiser Sheni. Well, taking 10 out of 98 for Meiser is not really 10%. It's a little bit more. And 9 out of 88 is also a little bit more than 10% for Meiser Sheni. Okay, so Pashas is just, if you're wondering about the numbers, right, the Pashas is that the Gemara is just rounding up. Just to clarify that. A lot going on over here, but again, I think the purpose of the Daf Yomi is to kind of get the Daf down, and then, you know, please definitely feel free to dive in on your own in terms of other issues. And again, just to point out, right? What's it called? The first this big Tosfos to Rabbi Meir, right? Obviously, this Gemara implies that Rabbi Meir holds of Brera. Right? He's going to quote a Gemara in Bechoros who says that he holds like Rabbi Asi, right? That doesn't necessarily hold like Brera. Okay, either way, there's a lot going on over here. Other sugyas seem to imply different ways, so the Rishonim have to struggle to create this kind of framework in terms of who holds what when. But either way, this is an argument. Rabbi Meir seems to hold that this you can do this whole Meiser thing, you can do this whole Brera thing in this scenario if you're stuck right on Erev Shabbos with all this wine. And again, what are we trying to do? We're trying to prove that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Brera, and so that's what the Gemara says on the base. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. All of those people say no, you can't do that. That doesn't work. And the Gemara assumes Alma in Breira. Apparently, all those Rabbanim hold that you cannot use Breira to create this ability to say that retroactively all the wine that you drank was fine, and all the wine that you separated on Sunday after Shabbos was the wine that you separated. So Gemara says, that can't be the good proof. That's not the proof, because Memai, how do you know that that's the logic here? Dilma Shani also, maybe this is different. Kid de Katani Taima, because Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon say their logic, and they say their reasoning to Rabbi Meir. Right? And it's not Breira. That's not what's going on here. Tamalod Rabbi Meir, they say to Rabbi Meir, Ia Tamoda Shema Yibaka Hanod, Venimsa Shosa Tevalim Lamafreya. Because what's the possibility over here? What are you going to do? You're going to drink wine from your 100 lug, right, on Shabbos, with the mind to separate Trumas and Maestros on Sunday. Let's say the barrel breaks, and now you can't separate Trumas and Maestros anymore. So then it turns out that you drank Tevel, right, untithed produce, right, on Shabbos, because you didn't end up taking Trumas and Maestros. That's very bad, right? That's, if I'm not mistaken, Misa B'dei Shamayim. Right? That's obviously something to avoid. That meaning that's what they said to Rabbi Meir. Right? So that was their logic. Meaning they were just concerned that it might get messed over. If Amar Lahem, Rabbi Meir said back to them, L'kishi Baka, right? Let's see it. Let's see what happens, right? When it happens, then we'll have to deal with it. Meaning Rabbi Meir wasn't concerned for that possibility. So that can't be the source that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. Ella, rather, midatani ayo. It must be that which ayo taught us. This is Gemara and Erevin, if you remember. The tani ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein adam masna al shnei dvarim ke'echad. Right? Okay, so what's going on over here? So basically, the Mishnah over there in Erevin, basically smack in the middle of the Masechta, if I'm not mistaken. Where is it here? Starts the Shas, yeah, Chavzayin. No, sorry. Lamed vav amabes. Okay, so the Mishnah says that basically, there are two cases. First case is that a Talmid Chacham is coming outside of the Tchum. If you remember, you can set your Eruv 2,000 Amos away from where you're setting, and that gets you an additional 2,000 Amos, right? It gets you, meaning it moves the place where you're dwelling, quote-unquote, on Shabbos, then you can move 2,000 Amos from the Eruv. So the first Mishnah goes where the Talmid Chacham is coming to town, but we don't know where he's going to be, which side of the town he's going to be on. Is he going to be in the east of the town or to the west of the town? Meaning, obviously, if he's in the same town, so then you don't need an Erev, right? You can travel throughout the same town without an Erev. But let's say you need to go outside the city to greet the Talmid Chacham. You want to go here to Shir, but you're not sure if he's coming from the east or from the west. So the Mishnah says that you can put two Erevin. 1,000 Amos to the east, 1,000 Amos to the west. The problem is that once you place your Erev 2,000 Amos in one direction, you lose the 2,000 Amos in the other direction. So you can't have both. Right? You can't have both. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that you can say, right? If the Talmud Chacham is coming from the east, so then that's his eastern Erev is the one he wants. And same thing with the west. And meaning in whichever way the Talmud Chacham comes from, right? So then he has, right, one Erev. Okay, that's okay. The second case is that it's not one Talmid Chacham coming, but there are two Talmid Chachamim. Okay, and we're not sure which side he's coming from, which one he wants to go to. So he makes two Erevin, and he says, if I decide to go to the east, then the one I wanted is in the east. If I decide to go to the west, then the one I want, the Erev I wanted, is in the west. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying here, right, and now back in the Gemara, the Tani Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Adam Masna Al Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. You can't make two Erevin and then decide, right, what you want to do on Shabbos, that doesn't work. Right? Ella in Bachacham the Mizrach, Iruva the Mizrach, Lamarav, Iruva the Marav. Right? Avalakan Lakan, lo. But you can't go both ways. Meaning, you can make, if there's one Talmid Chacham coming, Rabbi Yehuda says that's totally fine. Right? Make two Eruvin, and whichever way he ends up, right? So then you can go in that direction. If there are two Talmid Chachamim coming, so then you can't. That doesn't work, says Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't work to make two Eruvin and decide on Shabbos what you want to do. Again, because deciding on Shabbos is going to use Breira. It's going to say, oh, retroactively, this is the Eruv that I wanted. So when you decide on Shabbos. So the Vehavinaba, but again, if you notice the similarities between the two cases, we explained about this, Maishna Lakan Lakan, what's the difference between those two cases? Right? What's the difference between the Kana Lakan making an Eruv in both situations, where both Talmid Chacham is coming from both directions? But both cases, why is one case no good because there is no such thing as Breira? The other case should also be no good because there's no such thing as Breira. But Rabbi Yochanan explained that Shekvar Tal Chacham, the case with the one Tal Chacham is that the Tal Chacham has come already, you just didn't realize where he is. So when you get the information on Shabbos, right, so then you're finding out the information on Shabbos. But really, your Eruv was Nikva, was set up on Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos, was when the Tabak HaKam came, because that's what you wanted to do. So that's not Breira. That's why that works. In the case of the two Talmidei HaKamim, right, you choose which direction you want on Shabbos, so that's Breira, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says doesn't work. So that's where we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. So now the Gemara says, back into our question, right, that we started with yesterday, Vashta Damrina, Rabbi Yehuda in Breira, right, now that you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say there's no such thing as Breira, Haksiva Islay. But Rabbi Yehuda does hold that you can write, right, to make sure, meaning you can't do Breira, right, so that's the reason why you can't have a box for the Chiyuv, for the two birds, but right, he holds of Ksiva. He holds that Ksiva does work, right? So the Gemara says Yom Kippurim Nami Nevitrei V'Nichtav Alayhu. So why don't we just write on each stand? And again, we, if you remember, we said Rabbi Yehuda has a whole list of boxes that they had in the Beis Hamikdash, and you wrote on them which is which. So now you tell me that he doesn't hold the Breira, meaning and that's not the reason. What's it called? Meaning that is the reason. Sorry, that is the reason why we can't have a box for the obligatory chovos of birds, because you can't just throw out the four coins. So, but you can write on it, right? You can write on it, meaning for the boxes. So why on Yom Kippur? Now, why don't we write on top of each of the two stands which blood is which? Right, again, why does Rabbi Yehuda require that we only have one stand and not two? So Gemara says, "Mishum chulshut the kohen gadol lavadaydei," because even though you have writing, right, since the kohen gadol is weak, he may not pay attention. He may not focus. Right, a special thing on Yom Kippur that the kohen gadol is kind of slugging through the avoda, right, not necessarily paying attention so much. And if you tell me that it's not true, right, you must say that's true. It must be that the kohen gadol, right, is weak and a little bit spacey and kind of just going through the, not going through the motions, but you're not paying attention. But blokes even nami. So the Gemara says, forget writing, right? High nafesh vaizutar. Right, the bloods are different. Right, the blood of the ox is a lot. Right, it's a lot of blood. Right, ox very much bigger than a goat. Right, the goat's blood is much less. The ox blood is much more. And if you tell me, well, maybe the kohen gadol won't accept all of the blood of the ox, and therefore the blood of mouse will be the same. You have to take all of the blood of the parish. Now, as the pasuk says, very simply, you have to spill all of the blood, right, all of the lifeblood, yeah, all of the lifeblood that spurts out when you shach the par. So, well, and if you'll tell me, well, maybe some of the blood will spill, right, and therefore you'll be left with the same amount of ox blood and goat blood, so high chaver by somek. So they even look different, right? The ox blood is much redder, right, than the goat's blood. It's much a thicker red. So Ella, Mishum Chosh of the Kohen Gadol Lavadaite. It must be that the Kohen Gadol won't pay any attention to the colors or the amounts of the blood, and so too, Hachanami, Mishum Chosh of the Kohen Gadol Lavadaite, over here, if you write on top of the stands, so then the Kohen Gadol may not necessarily pay attention. Okay. Fine. There was one guy who went down in front of Rava. What does that mean? So fascinatingly enough, I think we mentioned once in the Stav Yom Yisrael, definitely brachos we mentioned. Denachis means he went down to Davin to be the Shliach Tzibur. It used to be that we have nowadays, I think in most shuls, that the bima is up, is a little bit lifted above the floor of the Beis HaMedrash, or the Beis Knesset. Back then it used to go down. To be Mekayim, I think Chazal quote, to be Mekayim Mimamakim Kerasicha Hashem. So they used to have, if you go to Prague, by the way, if you go to the Altanoi Shul, the Maharal Prague's old shul still exists, the Shlich Tibur is built in. It's two steps down into the ground. So fascinating. Anyway, so that's the phrase here. There was a certain guy who went down to Davin in front of Rava. He was the Shlich Tibur, meaning the guy was the Shlich Tibur. Amar, so he said, on Yom Kippur, and he said in the recitation of the Avoda on Yom Kippur, you see that our Musaf, right, fascinating, I love when this happens, that our Musaf was already still happening, had already started to happen in the times of the Amoraim, right, even back then, they would say the entire Avoda of Yom Kippur, right, in the davening on Yom Kippur, right, so fascinating, right, that's what we do, right, so Amar, so the Chazan said, Yotza v'inichu al-kan sheni, shemehichal, the guy, the Kohen Gadol went out and put the blood on the second pole, on the second stand, and then he said, notal dam ha-par v'inich dam ha-sar, he took the blood of the cow, of the ox, and put down the blood of the goat. Problem is, That's not how it works, right? Amalei chadik rabbanu v'chadik rabbi Yehuda, right? According to the rabbanan Yehuda, you said that there were two stands there, like the rabbanan shita. But then you said, like Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that he took the blood of the par and put the blood of the goat. Well, if you have two stands, you don't need to pick up the ox blood until you put down the goat blood, right? Well, you don't need to pick up the ox blood first. If you have two stands, you put the seer is first. Yeah, the goat is first. So you came out with the goat's blood after sprinkling. He puts it down, and he takes the ox blood. Why are you telling me that you took the blood of the par? Right? You only have to take the blood of the par before you put down the blood of the goat if you have one stand. So he said first that there were two stands, and then he said that there was one stand. So Amalei, you're right. So and that's what he said. Amalei, Rava said to him, "Chadik Rabbanu, Chadik Rabbi Yehuda." So the Gemara says, "You're right." Ema, Hiniach Damasoyer, Vinatol Damapar. No, it must be that he reversed it around. That he didn't say that. That he said that he put down the goat, the blood of the goat, right, and then he picked up the blood of the par. Okay, Shkoyah Kol the Rabosai. We'll go Vayter on the Hilgishas tomorrow at the great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.